Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to do a quick catch up. And then I have been obsessed with this app / website called Fishbowl. Have you ever heard of it? Have you ever been on it?
I have not. The answer to both of those questions is no.
I don't know how I heard of it. I think I was like looking up salary for something for class. I found it and I had to hook it up, like log into it and like post something. And then it would let me see the salary. But then it was like, it didn't really tell me any information. So it was like just roped me in. But I keep getting emails from them. And I kept getting emails from them. And I was like, it would always be like really funny stuff. And some of it was related to Boston Scientific. And I was like, I want to look at some of this stuff. So I downloaded the app on my phone and I have been obsessed with it this week.
Okay.
It's hilarious. There's some crazy shit that gets put on there. There's some hilarious stuff that gets put on there. And I thought what we could do is I took some screen grabs of some using the hashtag overheard at work. Because I think they're hilarious. Some of them are funny. Some of them are like actually some really good questions. But before we do that, how is Sarah? How's it going?
Well, it's going. I'm trying not to stress out because I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent and my car payment this month. But other than that, I'm pretty okay. I've been rewatching Remington Steele, which was one of my favorite detective TV shows when I was younger. So I'm rewatching that. It has Pierce Brosnan and Stephanie Zimbalist in it.
Is that how you say his name?
Brosnan. I don't know.
I thought it was Brosnan.
Brosnan. I don't know why. That's, anywho. But yeah, it's a detective show. I love it. And I've been working on my costume for Ren Faire. That's it. What about you? What have you been up to?
I mean, it's been a crazy week for some reason. Everything's been really busy, and I'm in the middle of on my work computer testing something because we uploaded a training to the system and it worked perfectly fine for all of the testers and myself. And I tested it like 16 times and it worked perfectly fine. But they got a bunch of emails today that people can't finish it and they need to have it fixed. So they had to pull it down and I had to redo it and republish it. And I don't understand what the issue is because, again, I tested it multiple times. And all these people are like, well, I can't finish the quiz. It won't let me finish the quiz. I keep getting stuck on this page. But then they send it to this one email that removes like all of the pictures. So I can't see the picture of the screen that they sent. So I'm like, I can't do anything with this information.
Right.
So it's like, I was just like, that's fine. I needed to adjust the way that it worked anyway and change because there's navigation keys that I include in the actual training. But then there's other like skip and fast forward keys down at the bottom that I couldn't figure out how to turn off in the system that I use whenever I create the e-learnings. And then I figured out how to do it, but it was after I had already finished this training. So what I did was took those off and then changed the quiz to where they can take it as many times as they need. Do I think they should be able to take it more than three times? No, because if you can't pass it after three times, then you obviously didn't pay attention to the information.
Right.
And you don't know the answers. And honestly, they're pretty common sense questions. So I don't know why people are having such a hard time with it. But it's annoying. So I have that. I'm waiting for the system to time out to see if, like, to test everything that could possibly go wrong. But for some reason, it doesn't seem like the system is timing out because it's been sitting at the same spot for the last, like, 20 minutes, and it usually times out after 15. But I've done so much testing on this in the last hour, and I'm like, if somebody has an issue with it, it's their fault. Like, I have tested so much. I have gone through it, failed it at least 8 times. I have closed every browser in the middle of the training, closed the browser in the middle of the quiz, closed the computer with the training material open, opened it back up, started it back up, closed everything, shut down the computer, restarted it, closed the computer, forced the computer to restart by pushing and holding the power button in the middle of the training. I've done all of this stuff and I'm just waiting for it to do this one last thing and see if it messes up. And other than that, I'm like, if someone can break this, I need to watch them do it because I don't know what they're doing.
Right. Because you're like, I've done everything I can to break this, and it's, I don't know.
It makes no sense. And I just realized when I was taking the pictures, the screenshots of those things, look at what my battery percentage is.
What is it, like?
On my phone screen.
Oh my God. You're a child.
I just realized it.
For those of you listening, it was 69.
And I took them at 6:49 my time. But anyways, other than that, like, it's just been a crazy week. There were a lot of people visiting the facility. One of my coworkers from where I worked when I worked in Santa Rosa actually was there. And I was like, oh, was that him? And I couldn't tell. And then I got with the admin, Alitza, who I've talked about before. And she was the one that kind of like coordinated it and sent the meeting, or she was on the meeting request. So she looked in and she saw his name, and I messaged him later and I was like, hey, were you at Quincy today? And he goes, oh yeah, I was, but I'm in the airport now. So it's like, it was funny.
Like, oh, well, hi and bye.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, it's been an okay week. It's been a little busy. I just started my classes again, and yesterday we had our first Zoom session. I don't have to go to the seminars, so it's kind of like my master's degree, where they're offering seminars, like a few of them throughout the class, just to check in and answer any questions, but there's no requirement to go to them. And they're not graded, so it's like, you can come if you want to, if you can make it, or if you don't want to, that's fine. There's also the recording is the option.
Yeah, it's more like it's helpful if you're having issues kind of situation.
Yeah. And it was like, I don't foresee needing to go, and if I do, or if I think they cover something that I think is going to be relevant, I might listen to the recording. But it was funny because she started off with, I'm not very good with technology, so we're using Zoom, and if I have any issues, just bear with me. And she shared her screen, and she was going through the PowerPoint presentation, and she kept accidentally hitting a button and changing the slide. She was like, I don't know why this is happening. Sorry, guys. And like, everybody was on camera and introduced themselves. But then I waited until the end, and then she skipped me. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
You're like, I didn't want to introduce myself anyway.
I didn't want to talk to you people anyway.
That's fair.
So that was fun. And the first week is super light. It's just a discussion board. So there's some learning material that we're supposed to read and then reflect on it. And then next week is our first assignment. So we will see.
Sounds fun. Or, you know, something related to fun. Aspect, you know.
And then tomorrow, I'll wait until I go. We talk about what we're doing this weekend to talk about what I'm doing tomorrow.
Okay. So do you want to start with the first one?
Yeah.
So
the way that this works is people can post, and it can, I think they can choose whether it says their name or whether it says like their last name, or if it is like, it just says where they work. So a lot of people just post, I work at, or I am a, like the, it talks, it says where they work, or it says what their role is. Mm-hmm. And the first one, and again, this is from hashtag overheard at work. So it says, today is Today in a one-on-one meeting with a coworker, at the very beginning of the call, out of the blue, he said, I really did not like you at the very beginning. And then he explained why and said, but gradually I know more about you and know you will follow things through and get things done. I have changed my mind. It hit me harder than I expected, and I kind of feel a bit sad somehow, although I know it's a positive thing for him to share with me.
I mean, I don't feel like that was a positive thing for him to share with you.
I mean,
like, I would never tell somebody I did not like you and here's why. No. But I've changed my mind. Like, because if the reason, it sounds like the reason why he didn't like them was just because he didn't like them.
Well, no, he said why. He just, the person that posted this didn't say.
Yeah, but his reasonings as to why he changed his mind, like, gradually, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And no, you'll follow things through and get things done.
Like, so I'm wondering wondering what their relationship was. Like, maybe he came from, like, if this person that posted this, the poster, was like someone that was from external and they had like no knowledge of the system or no knowledge of the process or anything, and they thought, oh good, here's another person that doesn't know what they're doing, or they knew someone when they got hired, so like it was like their friend or their someone they're related to or something, and they thought, oh good, here's another person that knows someone, so that's the reason they got hired. So they didn't like them, or they thought they're just gonna sit back and do whatever they want and not actually do the job. I'm not saying that's justified in a reasoning for not liking someone. I am of the mind that until you do something that makes me not like you, I will probably tolerate you.
Yeah, I am very much of the school of thought that unless you've given me a reason to dislike you,
no.
I'm really easygoing and easy to get along with. And so you have to do something to like really make me not like you. But I agreed with one of the commenters, VP government relations, said, are you female? Sounds like people who used to tell me that at first they thought I was intimidating / came across as a tight ass / was too serious / insert misogynistic first impression of career women. But then they realized I'm great to have on our team, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, she considers that a badge of honor. I would not consider that a badge of honor because it's still misogyny. It's all misogyny. Like,
no.
But that's true. It's really difficult for women in the workplace because they are often viewed as not as intelligent as their male counterparts. Customers usually want to speak with a man and not a woman.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And like men will always be telling you like, oh well, you're just being too bossy, or you're talking too much, or you're doing this or you're doing that, when in reality they're the ones who are doing it and they're just projected.
That's why there's a term called mansplaining.
Yes, correct. Like, a woman literally just said that. Let me just re-say the same thing and get the credit for it.
I don't honestly know. I mean, I think it depends. I don't know that I would take it as a good thing. I think I would be like, that's kind of a shitty thing to say, or why would you even say that? Like, why would you bring that up? That's so weird.
Like, especially like at the very beginning of the meeting, like what possesses you to say something like that? Like,
I honestly don't
you expect to come out of that.
I honestly don't understand why they're having a one-on-one with a coworker either.
Yeah.
Like the only time I have a one-on-one is when it's with my manager.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't know.
So it doesn't make sense to me. Do you want to do the next one?
Sure. I've been here before.
This next one's weird. Oh yeah, you were just in your last job.
Yes. This person is an operations manager. They posted, I found out that my direct report made more than me last year. And when communicating their raise for this year, which was less than the previous year, I had to console them and justify based on current economy. When in reality, I just wanted to say, hey, you were in a better place than I was last year, which those of you who have been listening for a while might recall that in my last job, I was the assistant manager and made less than literally everybody who worked for me.
Yeah. I think it gets weird when it comes to how long the person's been there. So if it's like their direct report and like they were just hired, like the operations manager was just hired, and the person that is their direct report has been at the company for 5+, 10+ years, and that's the reason they make as much money as they do, then that kind of may make a little bit of sense. It also like depends. It's an operations manager, so there's probably not much of the incentives, or what are they called, whenever you commission, there's probably no commission based on whatever they're doing, since it's in operations, which is more of like a corporation than anything. I would say if it was like a commission sale, like a sales commission thing, and they get paid, they've made more based on sales commissions, that makes sense. But yeah, it's weird. I mean, it is always weird when you are like, you're in that position where you're communicating them their raise, and you're like, well, you made more money than I did. How do you approach that conversation? It's like, what's the justification of them making more money than you when you're their right. manager?
Right. I don't know, but I feel like it puts you in a position of power imbalance, in that gives, if your underlings, not the word I wanted to use, but that's the word I'm going to go with.
You could have just used what they're using and and said direct reports.
I could have, and my brain quit. If they know how much money you're making, and they know that they're making more than you, that creates a balance, like an imbalance, power imbalance of like, yes, you're the person that they have to report to, but they no longer are going to respect you because they're like, well, I make more than my manager, so I don't have to.
I don't see that as being a thing. I think that speaks to more of that person, that the direct report, if that's the way that they react to finding out that their manager makes more money than they do, like that to me, that to me means like that person, did they actually respect the manager to begin with? Because it doesn't seem like they have very much respect for them anyways, if the amount of money they make is what determines whether they respect them or not. Like, that's weird. I mean, to me, if that direct report was anything other than annoyed that the manager is making, the person that I'm reporting to makes less money than I do, then there's something wrong with that direct report.
I mean, I agree, but there are people out there who have this opinion of, I make more than you, therefore I'm more important than you are. And I've run into that a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing with this, especially with this type of job where it's an operations manager, is if you are starting to act like that, there's disciplinary action that can come across or come up based on that. And like, that's the person that decides how you get rated based on your performance and how you get rated. So if you want to start treating them like garbage because they make less than you, you could be making less than them pretty soon because they could prevent you from getting raises because of the way that you're acting.
Right. I'm just saying, in general, it's not just a bad look on the company to not be paying their management appropriately, but it's just a bad look in general.
Yeah. I mean, it is awkward, but it does go back to the, like, what level of the, they just started. So like, what level are they? So, cause there's different levels. And if they're at like beginning, like the very lowest level of a manager, and that person has been with the company for 10 plus years, there's more likely of a chance that because of the way that the pay ranges fall, there may be some overlap where if you're like a beginning manager and this person is like a very tenured person that would directly report to you, analyst maybe, then it might make sense that they do make more than you because they've been there longer and they're at a higher level in their position to where the pay range kind of overlaps a little bit. Am I saying that's right? No. But it does happen.
Right. No, like I'm aware that it happens.
And I do like the only one that I could see from the screenshot, it says you should be demanding a raise.
Yes.
I don't.
Agreed.
The person, and then someone responded, exactly, because ain't no way my direct report gonna make more than me. Literally makes no sense. I mean, I could see how it could make no sense, but again, kind of the example that I just gave, if they've been there longer and you just recently started, it might make more sense.
Right.
So the next one is from someone who is an account executive, and it says, why on earth do clients have to be so rude? Like, I was hired to help you, Janet. I didn't build the damn system you can't figure out. And I'd be more inclined to help you if you weren't more inclined to curse my bloodline for you missing a button or a new feature. That sounds like what I'm dealing with right now.
Right. I love the caps on this because the first sentence is, why on earth do clients have to be so rude? All exclamation points.
I should have had you read this one. I'm not good at inflection like that.
But this is so true, though. It's just like, okay, I was hired to help you, so maybe if you were being nicer to me, I might be okay with helping you.
I do see. It's like the same thing that happens when, like, you have to call customer service because something's going on with your phone or something's happening with that. Right. It's like, why are you yelling at the person that's there to help you? That's their job.
Right.
Like, the fact that they can't help you because it's something that, like, you have to do to the phone and you can't figure it out, or you need to probably just go and talk to someone at a site or at a store. That was just an example, I'm assuming. So it's like, it is kind of insane. And then, like the first post, it says, after spending 14 years as an account person before transitioning client side, I am always kind to my account people. I know what it was like to have horrible clients. Yeah. It is like, I don't own this system. This isn't my system. I don't run it. So
right.
It's like, I'm just here to help you figure out why it's not working. I can help troubleshoot it, but other than that, unless you can figure it out on your own, that's why you called me, because you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Next one is from a paralegal, and it says, IDK, if I'm being overly sensitive, but it seems like pleasantries with coworkers have ended. Lately, whenever I call coworkers, there's no real greeting, hi, how are you, hey, etc., and they just launch into what's up. This just seems incredibly rude and like I'm bothering them or interrupting them. Thoughts? I don't know. To be honest, because like I was raised to have a very specific phone voice, so like in a very specific way of answering the phone. As a small child, it was McHenry residence, thank you for calling, you know, how can I help you? Like, so I'm always like, hi, how can I help you? Or if I can see who is calling me, I'll be like, hey, insert name here, what's going on, how can I help? Like, I figure if you're at work and you're calling somebody else, you're calling them for a reason. So like, you know, what's up, or, you know, how can I help? Sounds like pretty normal to me. I don't feel like, I don't know. I feel like you don't necessarily have to be buddy-buddy with your coworkers. It doesn't necessarily mean they're being rude.
I will answer this as to how I've responded. So there are factors that go into the way that I respond to someone when they call me. The first factor is, did you just call me and not ask me if I was available first? Mm-hmm. Like if I'm sitting here on my, and especially if I'm in a meeting and you try to call me when my little like Teams bubble is red and it shows that I'm busy, and you don't text or message me first and tell me, hey, I need to talk to you, do you have a minute? You just call. I'm not going to be polite when I answer that phone. If I answer it at all, I might not answer it at all, honestly.
Right.
And then if I'm in a meeting and you call, I'm probably not going to answer it at all anyways. But if I'm not in a meeting, you don't know what I'm doing. I could be really, really busy and working, and I don't have time to talk to anyone because I'm focused on something, working on something that's like due quickly or due soon.
Right.
And you're calling me out of the blue without warning, without telling me that you're going to call, without like an email first or anything. You're just calling me for whatever reason. I'm not going to be very nice to you when I answer the phone, or I'm going to see, hey, how's it going? What do you need? Yeah. It's like, do you need something for me? Like, how can I help?
I'm only going to call my coworkers if like I'm having an emergency.
No.
Like I don't want to be calling all willy-nilly because, you know, like you said, I don't know if they're busy. I don't know if, you know, you're in the middle of something or you're in a meeting or something like that. Like the only reason that I feel like I should be calling you is if I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
Like it's an emergency kind of situation. Like I've got a client here who needs something done. I can't do it. I need like somebody else to do it. So
I will say it's different when you call than when you just come over. Like if you come to my desk and say something to me, well, it's not really different because especially if I'm in the middle of something and you can kind of see that I'm busy working on something and you walk up and you ask me a question or you say, hey, how's it going? I'm going to say, hey, good. What do you need? Or, hey, what's up? It's like, I'm busy. You obviously want something from me. You're probably busy too, I'm assuming.
Right.
Cool. Yeah, we can have these fun conversations. But at the end of the day, it's like, what do you need?
I think the thing that people don't realize, I've discovered this, that there's a lot of people out there who seem to think that work is the only place to make friends. So people try really hard to become friends with their coworkers. And I think the thing you have to realize is like most people are at that job to make money, not to make friends. They are not there to hear about your day or anything like that. Have a long chit chat. Not to say that I don't have friends that I've made through work that I'm still friends with, because obviously I have. But I'm not going to a job to make friends. Like, yes, I want to be able to get along with my coworkers, but that doesn't mean I want to be besties with them.
No.
Like, not everybody wants that. So it makes sense that there wouldn't be like a lot of interpersonal dialogue like that.
Yeah, I will say it also kind of, the other thing you have to realize is not everyone has the same kind of understanding or is working on your time. Everyone has their own schedule and their own things that they're doing. Unless you have like a set meeting with that person, then there's no expectation of you coming over unless like something crazy comes up. I will say the the other day, I noticed that I was doing it. My boss's boss came over and was talking to me, which is like very rarely happens because he never talks to me. Even if he's like walking next to me and talking to the person behind me, he doesn't say good morning or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's very awkward. But he came over and asked a question and he was like, "Hey, James, how's it going?" And I was like, I was typing something because I was finishing something up and I was typing and he asked a question and I was still typing and I was like, "Oh shit, I should stop typing," and turn and looked at him. It's like I had it in my brain. I was like, I know that I do this where I'm typing and someone's asking me a question and I can multitask and listen to what they're saying, answer them, and still be typing what I'm supposed to be doing. But it's disrespectful to them because they think I'm ignoring them or right. I'm not giving them my full attention. So it's like I stopped what I was doing, turned and listened to him, and then answered his question. I was like, I should stop. Okay. I was like, I realized I was doing it and how rude it was, and then stopped.
Yeah, I get that. I can understand that.
So the next one's less of a question and more kind of a funny statement. And it's from a licensed practical nurse, or LPN. And she said, or they say, I shouldn't say she, that's sexist. They said, "I wish I could work a job where I didn't have to interact with people, period." And then a cry smile or cry laughing emoji. Anyone else? Just for laughs.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, if I didn't have to deal with any person and all I had to do was work on systems and like data entry and stuff, that would be my dream job.
Yeah. I'm just like, if I could just do like all I have to do is clock in, do whatever it is I'm doing, and then clock back out. Yes. Ideal. Love that.
Yeah. So the next couple of them are kind of more funny than than like someone posting, "Here's an issue, what would you do?" type of things. So this one was one of them. I do like some of the messages. "Quite glad I only have a handful of people I have to speak with. Rest is via emails."
Love that. Somebody, certified child life specialist one, said, "I have this fantasy all the time." Just like, yes.
That's funny.
I also have that fantasy all the time.
Yeah, but you like children, so you would like to work with children.
I would like to work with children, that's true. But that means I have to deal with their parents as well. And it's the parents that I can't stand. And that's true in the majority of situations as well. Is like, I don't have a problem with kids. I understand like kids are, everything is brand new to them. They're learning and experiencing everything for pretty much the first time. So like, I can be really understanding, but their parents behaving the way that they do, I'm over here just like, you are a fully fledged adult. You're not experiencing this for the first time. What the fuck is your problem? Like, anyway, the next one's really funny, actually. PSA, if you go to the restroom while on a phone call and flush, the person you're on the phone with can indeed hear it. And then it's a skull emoji. Sincerely, someone who's on the receiving end of this way too damn often.
That is so weird.
I get it. Sometimes like you're in the middle of an important phone call and you really have to pee. Like, I get that. Put yourself on mute. Like,
yeah.
There's a mute button for a reason.
Or say, "Hey, can you hold on for just 1 minute? I'm going to pause."
Yes. Like, I just need to step away for a moment, you know, like, for fuck's sake. Like, the only time that I don't mute myself if I'm using the bathroom during a phone call is like if I'm on the phone with like my mom and I'm just like, "Hey, I have to go pee real quick," just as a heads up. Like,
I will say I have heard stories and seen like in person where someone is not only on a call, but they're one on a call, but it's also on speakerphone, or even worse, they're FaceTiming someone in the bathroom. It's like, first of all, you're not supposed to have cameras in the bathroom at all.
Yeah, so no.
The fact that you're FaceTiming someone in the bathroom where everybody else is a little bit of an invasion of other people's privacy, but it's also disgusting.
Like, no. No, I would never, no.
So strange.
No, I would hang up. I would be like, "I'm sorry, I can't do this right now." Like,
and I'm assuming the person, like the people that I'm talking about where they're on FaceTime or they're calling and they're on speakerphone, I'm assuming it's like their family members and they're on break using the bathroom, but it's still, it's like, why are you on the phone with someone? Can they not wait until you're done in the bathroom?
Right? Like,
it's so awkward.
It's so awkward. And I hate when people are like on speakerphone in public anyway. Like, I've had to do that like once or twice, because I unfortunately don't have like a jack for my phone to like plug in headphones or anything like that if I have to go hands-free. So there have been a few instances where I unfortunately have had to have somebody on speakerphone. But the majority of the time I'm just like, why would I want somebody else being able to hear my conversation?
Yeah.
Why would I want to be disrupting everybody else around me? Like, I just, what? No. But yes, what I said about the mute button exists for a reason. Somebody else said that as well.
Yeah.
They were like, pro tip.
So the next one is from an administrative assistant, and it says, still in my training period, which ends in 2 months, and recently have had a bit of an increase in workload. I've been thinking I've been doing well, and I have not heard otherwise from my boss. I messed up on that because the person was going to put haven't, but then changed it to have not and forgot to get rid of the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks like they said haven, not have not. Heard otherwise from my boss. Now, after a conversation with my dad, I've gotten an earworm planted that I'm not doing well and may not be kept after my training period. And really, it just comes down to a comment about time off or appointments, but still. That's weird.
I'm like, what? Why would does your dad work for the company?
Yeah, that's, I think they're missing like some important information, because it's like, what? How does your dad know?
Company, then who the fuck cares about his opinion?
Or maybe he's just like, that's his, he's like, oh, I've noticed that you've been taking off a lot because you have some appointments that you need to take. So you're taking off work. And it's probably not, it doesn't look good on you at work. But again, it goes back to your statements. Like, does he work there? Does he know something?
Like, and why does his opinion matter other than he's your dad? Like, and even then, like, no offense to like my father, but if my father had been like, oh no, it sounds like, you know, you got to be careful, I'd be like, dad, what? You don't even know, like, you don't know the situation. You're not at that job. Like, how can you say that? Like,
and I will say, it sounds like they trust you, or they feel like you're doing good enough to be giving you more stuff to do.
Right.
It's like, otherwise, I don't see that they would be giving you more things to do. If anything, they would be doing the opposite and taking stuff away from you and saying, no, it's fine, I'll do it, or I'll take care of that. Sarah's pre-reading the next one.
I'm confused, but here we go. Anyway. So the next one, this person's a manager, and it says, I would hear rumors here and there to watch out for my boss, saying she's evil and such. I always try to be optimistic and get to know people for myself. After a year later, I can say that she's very hands-off and not what I'm used to in a boss. She sometimes orders pizzas and miscellaneous food to the group with a thanks for all your hard work email. I've learned that she's a keyboard bully, but smiles and puts on the happy face when present. She's what they said she is. That's all. I'm like, how is her ordering pizza and food for the group followed up with a thanks for all your hard work email evil?
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like, why?
How is she a keyboard bully?
There's nothing in this that's showing that she would be a quote unquote keyboard bully.
Like literally nothing in that message says that she's evil. Also, again, though, what we were saying earlier about misogyny in the workplace of, you know, oh, she's evil, oh, she's this, or she's that, and it's just like, well, get you, how, like, none of that sounded like evil whatsoever.
I mean, to me, and to some people, it sounds like a dream boss, because it's like, they're only... like, they're praising you. They're telling you that you did it when you do a good job.
Like, ordering you food.
Yeah.
And, so like, you're like, hands-off. I would love to have a hands-off boss.
To me, it just, like, it seems like you just don't like the manager's management style, and you need a new manager, or you need to provide that feedback to her that, hey, I would like a little bit more direction, or I would appreciate it if we could kind of have some more hands-on or more involvement with each other, because I'm missing, like, the feedback loop that I would typically have received from prior managers. I don't see this as a bad thing. But again, it didn't include any information about like why you're saying that your manager's a keyboard bully.
Yeah.
I will say, I have had an issue with a man, or not a manager. She was like, we were a level 3 and a level 4, and she was a monster. But it's because she would get pissy and scream at everyone and tell everyone that they didn't know what they were doing and get mad at me because people would come to me and ask me to do something because they knew if they went to her, it would take her 20 minutes to do something that it would take me less than 5 to do.
Right.
So they're like, I don't need to waste time going to her, but I can just go to him and it will take 5 minutes for him to do it.
Right.
Or she was always at her computer and never like involved in the actual work when I was right there. So it's like, why would I want to go all the way over there to your computer, which is on the other side of the line, on the other end of the line, right, instead of going to James, who's right next to me,
and he can do it
for me. So it was very awkward. So like those are justifiable reasons. That's not included in here. And then the person that said, I can relate. I can't leave quick enough to get away from the horrors of my boss. My feeling is that she is not competent at her job and she uses mean, judgmental words to communicate with me as a distraction from herself. Being hired to do a job that you aren't competent for can bring out the worst in people. The part that gets me is the lack of effort to figure things out. Really?
How does that relate at all?
Yeah, because it's very, that's a very different situation. Because if she's mean to you and she's using harmful words, then she's being demeaning and demoralizing to you, then that's kind of a little bit more justification than what the other person presented.
Oh no, she bought us pizza and said, thanks for your hard work.
Good job.
What a fucking bitch.
Good job. You did it.
Oh my God.
All right, the next one's kind of a funny one. So it's two people talking. There's A and B. And A says, hey B, how are you? B says, I'm good. Yourself? And then A says, alive. That's the end of the conversation.
That's my usual answer, actually, is if somebody asks me how I'm doing, depending on the day, I'm either like, I'm alive or I'm here.
I've heard her say sometimes alive, unfortunately.
Yes, I have said that. Sometimes I think that. Somebody responded with better than the alternative, which is what usually people will tell me. And then there's another comment that I really like. This is, sometimes the bar is in the basement. It's true.
I mean, honestly, it goes back to the conversation from earlier. It's like, are the pleasantries really necessary? Just a simple, hey, how's it going? And as you pass by, perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a, let's have a quick conversation about how things are going. But it's more of a pleasantry. It's like, hey, how's it going? And you say, yeah. And just keep on pumping because no one cares.
Keep on moving. Ugh. All right. Let's see. The next one is from an account executive. And it says, how long have you seen someone underperform before they were given the boot? How bad was the underperformance? I'll go first. 6 months, give or take, but legitimately did zero for the last 4 weeks. Like, zero. When asked, they just shrugged and said they wanted to be on UI. Still, lasted a pretty good run for a sales role.
I mean, if it's like they hate the job and they know that if they quit, they won't get unemployment insurance, but if they get fired, they will. But most of the time, it's like if you get fired for a justifiable reason, you still can't get unemployment insurance. I don't know how that works because I've never been fired.
I guess technically I was fired. I was forced to resign, but it wasn't
from what?
A Montessori school. I'm technically under an NDA and not allowed to talk about the situation. So,
because she beat a child.
I did not beat a child. We all know that's not true.
Because she slept with the principal.
Nope, didn't do that either. That would have been real, real weird.
She had a foursome with the mommies.
No, it was nothing sexual.
In the playpen.
Lord have mercy. No, it was because...
You don't have to say. You said you signed an NDA. Moving on.
Yeah, but now I'm worried people are going to think I actually did something wrong when that's not actually what happened. But...
That's your mystique, Sarah.
That's my mystique. Yeah.
So the next person is a vice president who said, a bird pooped on me while I was walking outside for 30 minutes the entire day. On my knee. I've been pooped on by pigeons twice in the past 4 months. apparently I'm like a toilet for pigeons. And then they have a face hand palm, like a face palm emoji.
Yeah. Somebody responded and said, in Spain, we take that as a sign of good luck, maybe buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah.
Which is true. There's a bunch of places around the world that think it's lucky for you to get pooped on by a bird.
I mean, honestly, this has happened to me at work one time. I was standing outside waiting to go in on a really nice day, talking to some of my coworkers at one of the benches that they had outside. And as we were all waiting to go to the time clock and clock in, this was back when I worked on the production line. One of my coworkers was like, "What's on your back?" And a bird had pooped on my back.
Wow.
So it was disgusting. Luckily, I had a shirt in the car that I could change into.
Well, that's good. I didn't get pooped on by the bird, but the book I was reading got pooped on by the bird while I was at a play rehearsal back in Bloomington. But here's an interesting thing about pigeons, though. Like, sidetrack, side note. So pigeons, I found out recently, were entirely domesticated, and then we just re-released them into the wild because we developed different technology and just like abandoned them. And that's why they constantly hang out where humans are, is because like genetically we spent centuries domesticating them as like pets and other things. And then we just were like, all right, we're done with y'all.
Carrier pigeons.
Yep. So every pigeon that you encounter, like they're domestic. Like they'll totally, like if you take them home with you, they will go home with you. Like, because it's literally in how they function now, because they were supposed to be pets and everything before, and we just abandoned them.
I think it's weird. But I understand. But it's also like whenever you get your car washed, ooh, which I have to talk about. And then after you get your car washed, a bird poops on it. It's supposed to mean good luck too, even though it's super inconvenient and annoying because you just got your car washed and then a bird poops on it. So speaking of cars, someone in my apartment complex is going to die.
Oh no, what happened?
Because I'm going to kill them. I went out to my car yesterday and I was walking. So where I parked, I was walking like towards the passenger side. And whoever was parked next to me opened their door into the side of my car.
Like, didn't, bad? Like, is it bad?
It's not bad. It's a dent. There's a small dent, which I didn't notice the dent until today. But there's also like paint transfer. Mm. And I know that they saw it because you can see where they tried to wipe the paint transfer off. So I messaged the office and I was like, can you take a look at the camera and see if you can see what happened? Because my car is, I mean, it's not much damage, but it's still like, I just got this car. I love this car. This has been one of my favorite cars I've ever had.
Right. This is your brand new car.
Like, and it's now it's damaged.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's terrible here for some reason. I don't understand why. But for some reason, people just open their doors into the cars next to them and they don't care, because with the Explorer, I had it for less than 2 years and I got 6 or 7 door dings on it.
I remember you talking about that.
And it's like, what is wrong with people?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm just over here like, I am always extremely cautious opening my car door because I don't want to bump somebody else's car.
The only time I will purposely do anything to your car is if I was parked and you parked so close to my car that I cannot get in it.
Yeah.
And that's the only time that I'm going to open my car and not care if it's tapping your door.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, it's, you have to be respectful to other people. What would happen if that happened to your car? And then it's like, even if you don't care, it's not your property to damage. You're damaging someone else's property. You should be held liable for it. It's ridiculous. Right. And yeah, it's just a small ding. It's not the end of the world, but it's still, it's my car. I would like to not have a ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And then the last one that I kind of pulled, it's kind of a funny one. And it's talking about something that I know very, very, very personally, because every new hire orientation, it's a giant struggle. But it's an analyst, and it says, "Dear IT help desk, when did it become the norm to require 22 character passwords? By the time I finish typing my password, I'll be halfway to retirement. My passwords are now sentences." And then an eye roll emoji.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it, because ours, so for security reasons, and it's an IT requirement that they have to be a minimum of 14 characters long, and it has to include capital, lowercase, number, and a symbol.
Okay. Okay.
So all of those things are required, and it can't contain any portion of your name. So if you try to use your name, it's going to tell you no. And if you try to use like a string of the same numbers or a repeating pattern, it's gonna decline it too. So it's like every new hire orientation, I have to go over this little spiel and tell them these are the requirements. If you don't get it, keep trying. But it is annoying. And like, we do give examples. So it's like, one of the examples we give is healthy for life. And instead of like, not the H is capitalized, but another letter in it will be capitalized.
Right.
And then instead of an L, it's a one. And at the end, there might be an exclamation point or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to make it something that's, and I always tell them this, make it something that's easy for you to remember, but hard for someone else to guess.
Yeah.
And doing the whole random letters and numbers and changing like some one thing makes it a little bit difficult. But if you do, like the person in the next one said, if you use a sentence and just write a sentence and end with a period, it's gonna accept it. It's gonna work as long as you have a number in it too, most of the time.
Yeah, you could put like Sally ate 4 apples.
Yeah, and an 8 instead of the word 8. Yeah.
Yeah, and and the number 4 instead of spelling it out. Like,
no.
Ta-da.
It's so weird, yeah. So it's like, I get it, and I deal with it, like I said, every week. And then there's people on here that say, and written down on the post-it note and stick it next to your monitor. That's one of the issues we're dealing with where I work. It's like people have, they've printed out a barcode of their password and they have it on their badge and they scan using the scanners that they have. Mm. And I'm like, you cannot do that. Because if you lose that, everyone that works here knows that that's your password. So anyone can log in as you and do anything that they wanted to.
Yep.
And it's a security issue. So you need to not do it. And it's, we've been trying to drive it into the supervisors for like the last month or longer than that for a long time. And it's still, I still see people come in and be like, do you have a scanner? It's like, no, and you shouldn't either.
Yeah.
But those were just some fun, kind of funny messages. I saw on Overheard at work while I was kind of sitting waiting for my computer to time out, and thought we could talk about them because I thought they were kind of funny and interesting.
I also find them funny and interesting. It gave us some pretty interesting topics.
Yeah. So this isn't at all by any means a plug for this application. But it is called Fishbowl, and it's like you can sign up, and I've seen stuff from that's specific to Boston Scientific and answered a bunch of questions because people are asking like things that they should know or they should be able to ask their manager the question, but they're posting it on this instead. And it's like, that's the dumbest thing to do. So it's been interesting, but it's fun.
Do you want to do a fun little quiz before Sure. we call it Yeah. a podcast?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. So the quiz that I am sending James is on BuzzFeed, which like, I mean, yeah, BuzzFeed, whatever. But it is choose some meals for your celeb husband and we'll reveal who he is.
Oh.
Not that I need another husband because fuck that. But
I mean, if they're a celebrity, that means they have money.
Means they have money. Exactly.
If that means I don't have to do anything but be their husband, I'm down.
You know what? That's fair. That's reasonable. So the first one is obviously, let's start by picking the most important meal of the day, breakfast. So the options are Greek yogurt, oatmeal, bacon and eggs, and pancakes. And I'm going to choose pancakes because I'm a pancake girly.
I love an oatmeal. I do like pancakes, but for like an everyday breakfast, I want an oatmeal, especially with some fruit, that like fruit and nuts like it has there. Then the next question is, what drink will you go with what drink will go with your chosen dish? So your chosen breakfast, fruit juice, tea, coffee, or water?
I'm going to choose coffee.
I definitely choose coffee as well.
The next one, would you give him a morning snack? And the options for morning snack are crackers, chicken nuggets, granola bar, or a banana. And I'm over here like, who eats chicken nuggets as a snack for the morning?
Give it my banana.
I'm going to go with granola.
Also, this is a yes or no question.
It is. You're correct. But
I'm going with granola bar too.
Would he want something for brunch too? Ooh.
Again, this is a yes or no question.
It is.
I also agree. That one was mine to read, Sarah.
I'm so sorry, Tom and Thistle.
Is it? So I'm thinking of this as like, what would I want? Or I guess this is what I would want them to have.
Like, I think it's technically supposed to be what you would want them to have, but I'm kind of going with like my personal preferences as well. Like, you know, I'm looking at it as if I was the one who was making the meals.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So yeah.
What I would be making.
I would be doing a Cobb salad because it's super easy. And I've been obsessed with Cobb salads recently. Oh, yeah. So the options are Eggs Benedict, frittata, Cobb salad, or bagel. Or bagel, depending on where you are.
You know, I would probably also go with a Cobb salad. I'm kind of torn because I could not make Eggs Benedict. Okay, I am not that advanced. I could make a frittata.
Because it's basically just a scrambled egg.
Exactly. And I can make a Cobb salad. I can make a bagel. I'm probably going to go with a Cobb salad. Because like if we're doing a brunch type thing, I like salad with my brunch.
If I was getting, like we were going somewhere and we were getting brunch, I would probably do an Eggs Benedict. But if I'm making it, then I'm going to do a Cobb salad because it's easy and quick. And I can make Eggs Benedict, but it's so tedious and poached eggs are very difficult and very finicky and I hate making them, so I choose not to.
Super fair, super reasonable. I remember my mom used to make us poached eggs when I was really little. What drink will he have?
She's just not gonna let me ask the questions anymore. Apparently.
I'm so sorry. You read the options.
So the options are sangria, orange juice, iced tea, or Bloody Mary. For brunch. It's either sangria or Bloody Mary.
I am going to go with Bloody Mary, but that's because Bloody Marys are my fave.
I think so that we don't get the same person, and I technically would probably just go with iced tea. I'm going to choose sangria. Because okay. I feel like if we keep choosing the same one, we're going to get the same person, and that's no fun.
That's true. All right, you read the next one.
So pick out what he's having for lunch. Sushi, lobster roll, burrito, or steak sandwich. Honestly here
probably a steak sandwich, so go with that. All right, what drink will he have with his lunch? Iced coffee, berry smoothie, lemonade, or an energy drink? I'm gonna go with lemonade.
Yeah, I have to choose lemonade because any of the other ones would be weird with the lobster roll.
Yeah, it would.
Give him an afternoon snack. Muffin, popcorn, lobster, or cookie. Lobster is not a snack.
Who has an afternoon snack of fucking lobster? Okay, all right.
None of these are really an afternoon snack. If anything, a muffin is more of a morning snack than an afternoon snack. Like right. Maybe popcorn or a cookie. I can
see popcorn or a cookie being an afternoon snack.
I'm going to choose what you don't choose. So you choose first.
Okay. I'm going to go with a cookie.
And I'm going to go with, I was bouncing between cookie or popcorn. So I'm going to choose popcorn.
Same. I was also bouncing between the two. All right. It's tea time. Pick a tea sandwich for him. Oh my, we're really going all out. All right. Ham and cheese, cucumber, roast beef, or smoked salmon. Ooh. Okay, I personally love me a good cucumber sandwich for tea time.
You're weird. Although, that's really, for tea time sandwich, that's really the only one on here that is a tea sandwich. The rest of these aren't really, like, the smoked salmon and it's on a bagel with cream cheese, that's a breakfast sandwich. It's called, what is it called? Lox, yeah. So, I mean, that's a breakfast sandwich. A roast beef is a lunch sandwich, and so is a ham and cheese. The only one on here that is tea sandwich is cucumber.
Yeah, but let's say you're having your own special little tea time, and your tea time does not follow the normal rules. So what would you serve?
Ham and cheese. And then choose a type of tea for him. Black tea, herbal tea, lemon tea, or green tea.
I'd probably do an herbal tea, to be honest.
Or, yeah, I'm going to say green tea. I also would like a green tea.
All right, it's dinner time. Which main will he be having? Fish and chips, steak, eggplant parmesan, or spaghetti and meatballs?
Fish and chips.
I'm going to go spaghetti and meatballs, because we had steak sandwiches for lunch.
Yeah. What side would he love? Baked beans, steamed vegetables, mashed potatoes, or French fries? I would say if those are the steamed vegetables that you're getting, run from that place because those look like they came from a baggie.
they absolutely came from a bag. It's the broccoli, cauliflower, carrot mix
that you get in high school and elementary school.
I'm over here trying to decide which one of these sides would actually go with spaghetti and meatballs, and none of them are good options.
I mean, the only one would be better steamed vegetables, like some steamed green beans.
Right.
Or asparagus.
I guess the picture is just an example. It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to go with steamed vegetables.
Mine already comes with a side because it's fish and chips.
So right. I guess you could just reselect French fries.
Yeah.
How about the accompanying drink? Soda, beer, sparkling water, or wine?
I mean, with fish and chips, beer goes well, although I don't like beer. Wine doesn't really go very well with fish and chips because it's kind of a heavy thing. And then wine, if you add wine to that. So I'm going to go with beer, even though I would never drink it.
I'm going to go with wine because I feel like if you're having pasta.
Yeah.
You want to have a wine of some sort.
A nice Italian wine, like maybe like a nice Pinot Noir or a Cab Sauv.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. I miss California.
I know.
And what's the final drink you would have before bed? Warm milk, banana smoothie. Again, my banana smoothie. Mm-hmm. Chamomile tea or water?
I'm going to say water because we're going to bed.
I'm going to say chamomile tea because it's supposed to help wind you down.
Okay. Who did you get?
Tom Hardy.
Really?
Yeah.
I got Ryan Gosling.
Oh, okay.
It says he's just Ken, but he'll know how to make you feel like a 10 at all times.
And then mine says Tom Hardy. This short king will ensure you're living like a royal you are.
Love that.
Oh, that's funny.
I took a screenshot to send to you.
Okay.
So we can put it in our stuff as soon as I figure out where it is. Yes. What are your plans for the weekend?
I have that podcast listening party to go to tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be, it's from 3 to 5, I think, 3 to 4. So basically what it is we're going to be listening to the little like snippets that they curated for the listening party and then have like a conversation about them. And it's kind of more of a chance also to network and stuff. So
nice,
that'll be fun.
Nice.
I met one of the, two of the people from the last time I went to like the networking event that they had there. They host one called Big Voices Little City. Is that what it is? Or Little City Big Voices. So I'm excited. It'll be fun. I thought I talked about them before. Pretty sure I had. Let's see if I can find it. Little State Big Voices. So it's
Little
their
State Big Voices. Yeah. Okay.
So they were one of the podcasts that got chosen to be part of the listening party. And then there's a couple. There were 5 total. So there's 4 other ones. So we'll see. It'll be fun, I think. And it'll be a good chance to kind of talk to other local podcast people and see how things are going. See what's going on. Maybe even have someone be a guest on our podcast.
Ooh, it's been a while since we had a guest.
I know. It's been over a year because it was last February.
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, it's high time that we change that.
And then the other thing is just school stuff because I have to write my discussion board and then respond to some other people.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. What about you? Have anything fun planned? Are you going to go drive, do some deliveries?
I am. I'm going to eat something after I am off here with you and then go drive some more. I spent the afternoon driving as well. So I'm going to drive this evening. And then tomorrow, me and the Polycule are going to Sherwood Forest for Ren Fair. When I get home from that, I'm going to go right back to driving.
Yeah.
And then pretty much all day Sunday is going to be driving. Monday, I have some interviews. And then Tuesday, I have my first day at Kohl's.
What about that other job?
Which other job?
Is that the one that you're driving for?
No, I ended up having to step away from that opportunity because... Oh, and I have a funny story to tell you about that, too. Ugh, I'm glad you mentioned it. Anyway, I ended up having to step away from that because I've been experiencing a lot of really horrific pelvic pain that my doctors can't figure out what's wrong with me. And so it pretty much incapacitated me the days that I originally was going to start my job. And then I was just like, well, I'm not now. I feel like I can't start because, yeah. You know, the first 3 days I couldn't even get out of bed.
Well, did you call them and let them know?
I did.
And what did they say?
They said that, you know, my health has to come first. And if I feel like I'm in a better place later on, that they'll totally bring me back on, no problem. But, you know, they had told me that I would get paid for that 2.3 hours that I spent there doing the onboarding stuff.
Yeah.
So I got the notification yesterday about my pay stub being available. They paid me $16.68, which kind of weird because it was at a $7.25 rate when they told me it was going to be $13 an hour. And then also the way that it got taxed, I literally got zero. So the taxes took the entire $16.68.
I wonder if they changed the rate because you ended up not starting.
I don't know, but that's kind of shady.
It makes sense from a business standpoint to change the rate if you don't end up actually starting.
And I understand that, but I also literally didn't get anything. Zero.
Yeah, it sucks.
My net pay was $0.00. So I was like, at that point, you might as well have just told me I wasn't going to get paid for it.
Speaking of funny story, it's not a funny story. It's more of an annoying story. The USPS or United States Postal Service is garbage.
I mean, that's because they literally don't get any of the funding that they need, but continue.
Well, that's also partially because the person that is running it right now dismantled a bunch of automation stuff that is now people having to do manually and caused it to slow down exponentially.
Yeah.
So
like, it's not their fault, but yes. I know.
Yeah, I know. So, but anyways, so, I mean, first thing, I shipped that sweatshirt to you, and it was supposed to arrive by Monday, is what it told me, and what the woman told me when I dropped it off. I filled everything out. She actually even printed out the thing and put it on there so that it was, like, nice and neat. It wouldn't get damaged or anything. She's like, all right, it should be there by Monday. And I was like, okay, cool. And then yesterday, I messaged you and said, has it arrived yet? And you said no. So I got home and I checked it, and it said earlier when I last checked it that it was on its way to the next, what is it called? Location. It's like in route to the next area or whatever. So I filed a claim and said moving through network is what it says now. And until Monday, it was still in Springfield, Mass. No, until yesterday, it was still in Springfield, Massachusetts. And it was shipped from Attleboro, Massachusetts. It's supposed to make it to Texas. So by Monday. So it's frustrating. And then I got home and Ryan had, I guess, got the mail because I think he was expecting some medicine or something. So he got the mail and checked it already and brought it in and put it next to my chair. And one of the things had something in it that it was an offer for like a credit card or something. And then like the deal for getting like the percentage off, like the deal that they give you, it said expires February 2024. It's like, so this has been in the mail on the way since before February and it just made it to my house. That doesn't make any sense.
That makes zero sense.
It's April. It's not only April, it's past the middle of April.
Like we're almost to May at this point.
That's crazy. Well, I'm going to call it a podcast so you can eat and get out there and make your money.
Yep, I think it's a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up when you search, then we are not on that platform. And if there's something you would like us to talk or discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. You can also call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with any questions you would like us to answer. Our phone number again is 765-557-4170. And don't forget, we do still have the raffle, or what is the giveaway going on for a sweatshirt. So if you would still like to be entered, we'll leave it up until probably the middle of next month. So if you would like to enter to win a sweatshirt from now with Now About That Pod Productions on it, feel free to go to our website and fill out the contact information and let us know your address that you would like to, well, you don't have to send us that. Just let us know your name and then where you, what size you would like. We have large, extra large, 2XL and 3XL. And then if you're chosen, we will reach out to you and get your address.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, I forgot the last sentence. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.